A particular lesson that have been given to my assignment for you to know how valuable you are to God, how God have called us to be lifters. And tonight there's a position that God wants you to realize that hasn't been fully realized. And because of that, it took a lot from you. You have not been walking in the fullness of your blessing. And so I'm going to pray for a moment. I'm going to turn to a text and we'll begin to deal with it. Father, we thank you tonight for every person that is tuned in. We thank you that you have your hand on Word of Life Christian Center, every member, every family, every household, until we get through this situation. We thank you for protecting us. And you've been good to us. And tonight, let us see, let us hear, let us understand what you're saying to us. And we praise and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You have your Bibles with you. Turn to the fifth chapter of Mark's recorded gospel. I think I better read first because there's some things we have to uncover. And I'll just begin to read. I think I need to read first. Mark 5. I'm not going to read first. Mark 5. I'm going to say a few things to you to take notes. First thing, people need the opportunity to develop their personal faith. Now, as a young man, I went to church as a Catholic boy. The priest was speaking in another language, and I had no Bible. Now, what did I learn? Nothing. I just was going through the motion. He was talking another language. I didn't know what he was saying. Bible says when faith comes by hearing, right? Well, what that did, it made me have to put all my confidence in him. I had no personal abilities. I had been raped of abilities that I should have had. Secondly, I was a Baptist boy. I went to church, but a lot of things was happening. It wasn't producing nothing. It was just a lot of getting happy. And so when I really needed to use my faith, I had nothing there. Even today, the church have a tendency to get people to depend on somebody else. Or, you know, we ride the statement, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be in the midst. No, if two of you should agree on it, you always like you got to have somebody else. And the Lord dealt with me to let his children know that they have personal faith and they need to work on that and build that. Don't call nobody. Right before I walk out to come out, he told me about the laying on of hand. People always trying to find somebody to lay hand on them. Wow. He told me the woman out of Texas laid hand on Jesus. That's what he told me when I come out the office. He said, she laid her hand on Jesus. You know, she touched the hem of his garment. And got what she wanted and got what she needed. All right? Now, so people need the opportunity to develop their faith that they may know how to touch God themselves. So important. In the midnight hour, 3 o'clock in the morning, the enemy attack you. You ain't got time to call nobody. Then he said, no one is more concerned about your situation than you. Yes, sir. Y'all getting this? Yes, sir. Because the lesson I'm going to teach you is going to help. No one is more concerned about your situation than you. Those people can pray with you and cry and all them people going to their house. No one know what you're dealing with like you know. poison of faith is so powerful. Uh-huh. Carrying a divine assurance about every situation. Poison of faith. To a large degree, in my years of ministry and in church, while I now travel all over the world, there's a dependency or tendency of somebody looking for somebody else to lay hand on. And so, knowing the power of thy faith, that term, thy faith, more than one time the Lord used it, He personalized the person's faith that used himself. And we need to know this accurately. There's no power greater than personal faith. Personal faith. Knowing how to use your faith yourself. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. I'm going to have you to underline some things in your Bible. Verse 25. Now, you may have heard this story before, but you have not heard it like you're going to hear it tonight. Because I've heard it many times and I've preached it many times. But the Lord, thy faith, personal faith, getting it done yourself. Just you and Jesus. Don't have to call nobody. Call him after it's over. Tell them what great thing the Lord did with you and your faith. So in the 25th verse here, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood, how long?
12 years.
12 years. Now, here's what I'm going to start at. It does not matter how long you've been dealing with what you're dealing with. 12 years. I mean, look like she should have been hopeless, like nothing going to happen. You might have been dealing with something 15, 10, 9, 5 years. She's been dealing with this for 12 years, but her personal faith is going to do something about it. When she finds out that there's a power in the spirit world called faith, you've been found out. You and I have been found out. We know there's a spiritual power in the spirit world called faith. But we have to stop depending on a handkerchief from somebody else or some oil from across the sea. Or water come from Jordan.
Come on, sir.
You know, different things. And then if anybody continue to offer you something free from a ministry, run.
Yes, sir.
They're going to send you something free? That's bait. That's commercial lie. That you don't need nothing free. I mean, tell me what to do.
Yes, sir.
Come on. All right, all right. About 12 years now. We're dealing with 12 years. How long have you been dealing with that situation you're dealing with? Whether it's your body, your finances, your marriage, your family, what is it? 12 years. 12 years. Now notice verse 6, and you underline them 12 years because I want you to know that God can get it out after 12 years. All right, now, and I'm going to preach a little different tonight because I'm going down this text. And she suffered many things. I just want to get that. She suffered many things. You see it in verse 26. Suffered many things. Okay. She went through a whole lot of hoops with that attack. Now she go on of many physicians. Hey, they couldn't help her. Faith takes off where man fell.
Come on, sir.
Faith is more powerful than science, pharmaceutical assistance. Faith is more powerful because I watched over the years as a pastor when they said a medicine can't take them no further.
Yes,
so if you get a dependency upon something besides your faith, it caused you to be in a flaw when you really need your faith to override the situation. She suffered many things of many physicians. Thank God for good doctors and good physicians, but you better know how to use your faith. a real doctor tells you, we'll be better off if you operate on in your faith.
Yes, sir.
I could assist you, but I can't make it happen.
Yes, sir.
See, doctors can assist you, they can't make it happen. It takes faith.
Yes, sir.
To make it happen.
Yes, sir.
And so if you unprepared in your faith, and you lean in all, this woman here, leaning all your confidence on somebody else to help you, she'd have died. She'd have died. Suffered minute and minute and spent all that she had. Faith is more powerful than money. Faith will work when you're broke. Faith will work when you don't have a job. Faith will work when you don't have nobody else to help you. It's personal. When you train your faith, you're packing when nothing else seemed like it would work, but you still got it because you got your faith.
That's right.
So it's Satan's aim for you to never develop personal faith.
Yes, sir.
He always wants you to depend on group faith.
Yes, sir.
So somebody in the group can let you down. You better know yourself. And you can look in a person's eye and see when they're going through something that you can't help them. It's too much fear. I've seen fear in people's eyes, and I couldn't get that fear out because their faith was not personally trained, and my faith couldn't get it for them this time. They're going to have to go on their own faith. I've heard people quoting scriptures and just died quoting scriptures because they had no faith. They just had scripture. I had to walk from the room hurting because I knew if all the scripture they have quoted, if they had sucked the faith out of it,
yes, sir,
they wouldn't have died. Y'all just wasn't listening to me because I'm going to go ahead and preach it anyway. I'm going to preach it anyway. And not only that, and was nothing better, and I was reading that, and nothing better, and I was reading that, and he said, look at the next part, but rather grew worse. See, that's not the same thing now. Was nothing better. That's not the same, the next statement, but rather grew worse. That's not the same statement. Are you following me? Now go back. You're in verse 26, right? Underline the word she in verse 26. The word she. And then we go to verse 27. And when she, underline she again, had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. She, in verse, you see it? You see she?
Yes,
verse 28.
Yes, sir.
Second word. See, we're talking about personalizing your faith. Have, for she said. Yeah, not they said. Not they said it down at Word of Life Christian Center. She said, if I may touch but his clothes. Now, also on the line, the word I. I may touch. I'm going to do this. I shall be whole. See that? And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. The Holy Ghost said, underline her. And she, that is again, felt in her personal body that she was healed of that plague. Are you listening to me out there? Are you listening to me? She was working on your case because it's personal and it's not for the other person to get you over. You can do it yourself because you're a child of God. You got the same faith I had. You got the same faith Jesus had. You got the same faith Paul had. You got the same faith Peter had. Same faith. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, now that word who? Underline that word who. Become who tonight? You become who for your life? Become who if you're dealing with sickness and disease? Become who? You be the one. Who touched my clothes? And the disciples said to him, thou seest the multitude. Oh my God. Verse 31. Don't let the multitude let you die. Don't let the multitude standing around your bed or standing around when you're dealing with something, just talking and saying them little prayers and going to their house. You don't depend on the multitude nor yourself.
Yes, sir.
That I can get a hold, I feel the Holy Ghost, that I can get a hold of God. You better personally train yourself while you're up, because you can't train when you're down.
That's right.
Come on.
And the disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee. She was not just showing up. The multitude was there looking for something. This woman come to get something. So she stuck her hand, pressed through the multitude and stuck her, pressing her hand of faith and laid her hand on Jesus. See, thou who turned me, he looked around about to see her. That's her again. That had done this thing. Wait a minute, that had done this thing. That had done this thing. She took her faith and done something. I don't care about the English.
Right.
That's what y'all problem is now. You're full of English and broke. She took it, she touched him. But the woman fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, that's her again, and came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said to her, here's our text, daughter, die. T-H-Y, I like that's personal. That's all of me, that's all of she, her, up there, in this word, yeah, die, die. That's she, her, yeah, personal. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now, this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about personal faith. I wrote something down for you. After many failures to get our health back, she released commanding faith, for she had come to the understanding nothing can stop faith. Nothing. No. It stopped medicine. Stop doctors, but it can't stop faith. You as a Christian need to have this under your belt. Sometime in life, we have to deal with things. And you have to hear this voice and hear this word tonight that everything else is stopped, but faith step in and take over. Faith is the most powerful thing that you carry. Every believer is packing faith. I love it. I mean, the towel was thrown in. All the doctors done pulled that jacket off and gone home. And this woman still dealing with this thing. She spent a lot of money to try to get it done, but she still got it. But when she found out her portion of faith and went on touching herself, knowing the power of thy faith, knowing the power, I'm going to tell you something about that. Knowing the power of thy faith. Quickly notice here, the subject is not about knowing the power of faith. That's not the subject. We're talking about thy faith. It is revealing that you must come to revelation of the power of thy faith. We're not talking about the power of faith. Nor is this lesson about group faith. Group faith. There's a tendency when I first started off, you put yourself in a position that you depending on group faith. You need to have die faith. Everybody say die faith.
Die.
My faith.
By myself.
Me and God.
Me and God.
Yes, sir.
If she would not have heard about Jesus, because that's how faith come, she'd have died.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Or went 5 more years with it.
Right.
Aren't you tired carrying that? Aren't you ready? I'm here tonight to bring a message to you for you to get mad enough and bold enough to use your faith and stop accepting false cures and make it happen. Stop talking to that situation. Ooh, Jesus. The call here in this text tonight is to know how to make a personal application of faith. Write that down. A personal application of faith. no matter how things look. Or how long you've been dealing with something that's been working against you. And I want you to write something down here. What happened when faith takes dominion over facts? That's our text. In that text with this woman with this issue of blood, she suffered 12 years, doctor couldn't do no good. She heard about Jesus, and when she heard about him, she said some things. What happened when faith takes dominion over facts? I've seen it over and over again. Here's another question. What can make thy faith courageous? What can make thy faith? We're talking about portion of faith. What can make my faith courageous? Well, in our text, hearing about Jesus. Hearing about Jesus. Secondly, speaking your faith after you have heard. When you hear about Jesus, you just can't hear it now. You just can't faith come by hearing. Yeah, faith come by hearing, but Mark 11:23 said, very, very, I say to you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed. See, you got to say something. You hear it and you speak it. She did both. Look what it said. She said, verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus, you with me? Came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now that told us the whole thing in that 27th verse. That's the whole picture of it. That's a snapshot in the gospel in one statement of the whole text. You see it? And when she heard of Jesus, came to the press and touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Then, not only did she hear about Jesus, act on what you hear. Or she acted on what she heard. She could have heard about Jesus. She could have said it. But if she didn't act, she wouldn't have got it.
Come on, sir. Mm-hmm.
Act on what you hear. And then the Holy Ghost revealed to me something about this woman. Her portion of faith had pressing faith in it. Pressing faith. There are things that symptoms. Woo, Jesus. Symptom, multitudes. Everybody telling you who had this and died with it. You got to press through that. And then I'm just gonna say this upset story. Your ugly cousin. They're there, but they're there waiting. And you know, I've seen people organizing a funeral before the person died. And they don't have no faith, man. You really don't want them there. I've gone to the hospital and walked in. I said, come here. Called one of the major members of the family. I said, get everybody out of here. Uh-huh. It got more. This room is embalmed with unbelief and religion. You know, some of them got their Bible, you know, behind their feet. As I put them all, it got hot. But sometimes in ministry, you just got to get somebody hot. And a lot of time, that person life was saved because we got all that unbelief out there. Yes, they mean good, but they don't know no good. Yes, they don't know how it operates. So they're scared, they're praying and scared. If I ask you one time, get them out of the room, you don't go, I'll say a little prayer and I leave.
Yes, sir.
I just got bold enough over the years because I saw people killing people with prayer.
Yes, sir.
Killing people with prayer and scriptures. I'm not reverent. Yeah. You read scriptures in unbelief, the devil just laughs and says, read another verse.
That's right.
But somebody with faith can turn this thing around. See, I knew in those cases, I had enough faith. I had prayed enough and they had called me. I could turn this thing around. But when I walk in the room, bam, all my faith hit the floor. I said, Jesus, I got to fight here. I ain't got to fight for this woman here or this man here. I got to fight all these 13 people sitting around here chewing gum and talking that stuff about they know the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Now, people don't like that. I know some of y'all don't like that. They don't like that. But I mean, you fighting for your life. You want me to come. You want somebody to put some of these people out.
Yeah.
Some of them won't leave. Some of them won't go. I can stay. I know the Lord. There's a man, one, on the truck, putting the weight on the truck. You couldn't get the person delivered. All right. Now, so hearing, speaking, acting, and pressing. Thy faith. You got to train your faith to hear, speak, act, and press. I love it. I'm almost through. I ain't preaching long tonight. I've been trying to preach that 28-minute sermon. I see them guys, all them guys that had to preach 28 minutes. I said, man, God, dog. I've been preaching hours for so many years, man, you know. But I'm learning a little bit because you can put a get up. Hearing, speaking, acting, and pressing. That's a lot of teaching right there. When you're hearing, speaking, acting, and pressing personally with thy faith, you are operating in a faith that touches Jesus.
Wow.
She said, if I may touch, I shall be whole. She had made her mind up, boy. She said, if I touch him, I can be made whole. After many failures to get her health back, she released commanding faith that she had come to the understanding nothing can stop faith. But one of the danger when you need your faith of depending on somebody else who might not come through, who might not fully stand with you. You got a personal assurance when you know I can touch him myself. There's unstoppable power when faith is traveling in the name of Jesus. Look at Acts chapter 3, verse 6 real quick. I'm almost through. I almost got my 28 minutes. I know some of my members say, I thought I'd never see this in my life. Say, Pastor, talking about closing already? You talking about closing now? But I taught you 5 hours was a revelation. There's unstoppable power when faith is traveling in the name of Jesus. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus. Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. That power traveling through Jesus. Faith traveled through Jesus. Look at the 16th verse of that same opening. Acts 3:16. Just a minute here. And his name. Through faith in his name. Has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yeah, the faith which is by him had given him this personal soundness in the presence of y'all. See, he had personal faith. He, after the boy talked to him a while, he said, oh, yes. The faith that is by him. Faith that is by him. You see that in that text?
Yes,
the faith which is by him had given him his perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Personal faith. Go to chapter 4, verse 7. Chapter 4, Acts chapter 4, verse 7. Come on, Leroy. And when they had set him in the midst, they asked, by what power, by what name have you done this? Look in the 12th verse. And then I'll go to another point, one or two more points, Leroy, and get ready and get up here. 12th verse. Act 4 and 12. We got 12 verse in Act 4? Neither by no other name. Kind of slow right there. I got to read this verse. I go back to the old school. Pause for a reason. Are you ready to use your personal faith? Neither there salvation in any other, for there are no other name on the heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. But it just, if it's powerful enough to save you from going to hell, it can handle anything else, the name. And you want your faith must always travel in the vehicle of Jesus.
That's right. Wow.
I read this in my writing and praying and thinking about tonight, teaching you about your portion of faith, how this woman got delivered, pushed through the crowd. And I've thought about in my studies over the years that faith will tear the roof off all blocking forces to miracles. Faith will tear the roof off all things that are blocking. You remember them guys in Mark 2 carrying that man? And faith must take you beyond failure or beyond feeling and failure. John Gospel, chapter 9. Thy faith have made you whole. Didn't make the 28. But I made 31, 30 and a half.